The Holy See's presentation to the United Nations in Geneva on Thursday on its implementation of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child recalled the years-long scandal of the sexual abuse of children by clergy in the Catholic Church. The scandal deeply affected the Church over the past three pontificates, with each pope taking a stance against what the Church recognizes as a crime and a grave moral sin. Even as recently as Thursday morning, Pope Francis remarked in his homily at Casa Santa Marta about how scandal has brought decay to the people of God. "So many scandals," he said, "the shame of the Church. Where was the Word of God in those men and in those women? They did not have a relationship with God." A quick survey of Benedict's pontificate as well surfaces numerous occasions during which he issued apologies, shared his shock and disappointment at the abuse, spoke against the criminal and egregiously sinful actions of these clergymen, and met with victims, such as in the United States, Australia, and Ireland. His pontificate also ushered in numerous changes to canon law and church policy to stem the abuse and to make it easier to punish abusive clergy. He launched investigations into abuse cases and reevaluated seminary formation. His most powerful statement against the abuse of children by clergy was his pastoral letter to the Catholics of Ireland, dedicated entirely to this issue and released officially on March 19, 2010. The letter was divided into sections addressed to victims, their parents, abusers, priests and religious, bishops, and the Irish faithful. Pope Benedict told victims he was truly sorry for their grievous suffering and admitted to grave errors of judgment and failure of leadership on the part of the Church's bishops. Addressing the abusers, the Pope said they had betrayed the trust of the faithful, brought shame on the Church, and must answer before God and the civil authorities. He urged them to conceal nothing and to openly acknowledge their guilt. On his trip to the United States in April 2008, he expressed to journalists deep shame for the abuse of children by clergy in the United States, committing to do all possible to redress the situation. During his visit, he spoke about reconciliation, healing, and prevention. 3 months later in Australia, Benedict would stand in solidarity and express great empathy for the abused. "I am deeply sorry for the pain and suffering of the victims," he said. "As their pastor, I share in their suffering." For Vatican Radio, I'm Laurie Racci.